convicted felons have to have served their sentence and be done with their time on probation or parole in order to be able to vote in Wisconsin. The American Civil Liberties Union says there may be thousands of former felons in the state eligible to vote who are afraid to do so or who don't understand the rules. The ACLU's Renee Crawford says on election day in 2006, she bumped into several men who identified themselves as former felons. Crawford says she told the off-paper ones they could vote.
And I literally had two of those men break down in tears. The rest of them were jumping up and down and excited because they could go vote. So no, there is not enough being done on the ground to tell people who can and who can't vote.
The ACLU is leading a coalition called Restore the Vote that will try to spread the message this summer and fall. Crawford says the effort will include forums in Milwaukee and Madison and more information for groups that go door to door.
The faith-based community in particular, who will already be doing voter registration canvasses and helping them to understand the laws as they are currently, and also to get the word out on the streets and, you know, who can and can't vote.
Crawford says the Restore the Vote Coalition will try to work statewide and is a nonpartisan effort. She says there are many former felons living in conservative rural areas, as well as in cities that are dominated by Democrats. Crawford hopes next year the legislature will change state law to allow people on probation and parole to vote. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.